I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Carrie Allen in the Chatham Courier reports that Chatham is addressing its budget shortfall by hiring a deputy or a sergeant from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office to give out tickets on the Taconic State Parkway to raise money for the cash-strapped town. Councilman Henry Swartz was the only no vote on the proposal. Quote, "We shouldn't be hiring a deputy to make money for the town," unquote, he said after the vote. Residents on nearby Bunker Hill Road and County Route 32 have complained about speeders, but the New York State Department of Transportation denied a speed reduction on those roads. Instead, an illuminated sign has been placed on roads in the town to alert drivers of their speed. Chatham's Supervisor Maria Lal told the assembled at the town meeting that, quote, "We are $227,000 in the hole for the 2016 budget," unquote. David Lavoy told the board reducing speed was fine, but the town was, quote, "dead wrong," unquote, to increase patrols to boost revenue. Read the full story in the Chatham Courier. Lindsay Ellis reports in the Albany Times-Union that the Albany Port is getting a $17.6 million federal grant to move and store heavy cargo. The grant will fund a new on-dock warehouse to accommodate a big lift system, work to upgrade terminals, and reconstruction of the port roadway. Port of Albany General Manager Richard Hendrick said he hopes the investment will bolster regional manufacturing. Port of Albany claims it is responsible for $800 million in state economic output annually and employs 1,400. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Andrew H. Reuter reports in the Albany Business Review that passenger traffic at the Albany Airport increased 10.4% in the first half of 2016 compared to last year. Albany County Airport Authority Chairman Kenneth Doyle said new flights from JetBlue and American Airlines and a healthy economy drove the increased traffic. The airport is trying to win $40 million from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office that would add 1,000 more parking spaces to the 6,000 there now. Southwest Airlines is the busiest carrier in Albany, accounting for 289,759 of the 680,340 passengers traveling through the airport this year. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Sarah Maslin-Nira reports in the New York Times that last week Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law allowing eating in funeral homes. New York joins 46 other states allowing light refreshments and non-alcoholic drinks at funeral homes. Joshua Slocum, the executive director of Funeral Consumers Alliance, claims the laws trace back to the Victorian era, when people believed dead bodies could spread disease through the ether. Quote, "In reality, it is ridiculous to be afraid of getting sick from an inert body that is not talking, not breathing, and not sneezing," unquote, Slocum said. Read the full story in the New York Times. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC.org.